Chapter 9. He may keep his princesses, I can marry more to my taste. Meaning Joan, though nobody suspected it at that time. If any had, the paladin would have been finely ridiculed for his vanity. There was no fit mate in that village for Joan of Arc. Everyone would have said that. In turn, each person present was required to say what reward he would demand of the king, if he could change places with the paladin, and do the wonders the paladin was going to do. The answers were given in fun, and each of us tried to outdo his predecessors in the extravagance of the reward he would claim. But when it came to Joan's turn, and they rallied her out of her dreams, and asked her to testify, they had to explain to her what the question was, for her thought had been absent, and as he had heard none of this latter part of our talk. She supposed they wanted a serious answer, and she gave it. She sat considering some moments, then she said, "If the Dauphin, out of his grace and nobleness, should say to me, now that I am rich, and am come to my own again, choose and have, apostrophe I should kneel and ask him to give command, that our village should never more be taxed." It was so simple, and out of her heart, that it touched us, and we did not laugh, but fell to thinking. We did not laugh, but there came a day, when we remembered that speech with a mournful pride, and were glad, that we had not laughed. Perceiving then how honest her words had been, and seeing how faithfully she made them good when the time came, asking just that boon of the king and refusing to take even any least thing for herself. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.